diggity dubs, have you tried these noodles?
No, I haven't. And by the way you're devouring them, I won't be trying them anytime soon. And could you not eat on mic? It's so unprofessional.
But they're so good. I can't stop. A new restaurant opened. Flavors of the Orient.
I feel like this is problematic.
Not in the Old West. Anything goes, man. I could kill a man and get away with it.
Hey, baby. Let me have some of your hot nudes.
Get away, butt munch. These are mine.
What the hell?
Okay, that's enough. I'm taking these away.
The precious.
What if you two get her a cup of coffee? We've got a show to do here.
What is this crap?
Yeah. Poop.
You're saddling up with Bell and Dubs. I'm at the Strawberry Auditorium, and I can tell right away that we have something special here.
That's right, Dubs. Today there's going to be equal opportunity for everyone to sing, dance, and clap their hands.
There's just no way we can lose. We are in a world within ourselves.
Well, maybe if I could lose this itching sensation and the dread of having something I just can't quit hanging over me.
Ah, I had a feeling you weren't quite in a groove.
Those noodles just won't let me forget, and I just don't get it.
Well, Mayor Timmons' announcements are a language we can all understand. A new acting troupe is forming right here in Strawberry, and they want you to be a part of it.
Ooh, acting? I think I'd be really good at that. Like right now, I'm acting like I don't want to go back to Flavors of the Orient and eat all those noodles.
No chopsticks required, Belle. Just your acting chops. The troupe is currently working on a production entitled Fort Riggs, the musical, which is all about the tragic rise and fall of our beloved fort.
He said fart.
Fort. I said fort. Interested parties should report to the Jim and Steve Auditorium next Monday evening.
I officially have the acting bug, Dubs. I can feel it all over me.
I don't like your phrasing. Rude Francis has pressed charges against Toucan Slim for the crime of kidnapping. Word has it the two got in an altercation while intoxicated outside of some random house that is definitely not an underground moonshine shack out in tall trees.
An altercation? Yes! I bet one of them ate all the almonds.
A solid guess, Belle, but the two traded blows after arguing over who would sit in with a band on the washboard. Witnesses say when Rude Francis wouldn't give up the seat, Toucan Slim decided to shove them. Many thought the tensions had eased when they began hugging each other, but that wasn't the case.
If anyone was draping themselves all over me like that, I would clobber them.
That's exactly what happened. The two took the argument outside, where they traded blows until Toucan Slim got out their lasso and hogtied Rude Francis, placed them on their horse, and rode off.
Free ride? What's to complain about?
Well, eventually they took them off their horse and let them smack in the middle of the Great Plains.
Oh, the old coyote bait trick.
I'm not even going to ask why you know that. Major announcement coming out of Annisburg as Swan was singing out of key.
Ew, that's sick.
I agree. A real travesty. The song was in E-flat minor, and he was singing in A. Everyone knows that the relative minor is three steps down, not up. Unless you happen to be singing Mixolydian scales. It's possible that it could be a raised 13th.
Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
Indeed. Our condolences go out to anyone who may have had to endure this. Do you love to sing but don't have the ability to write your own music?
Me.
You do know it's me and not me, right?
I don't see the difference.
You wouldn't. As I was saying, Laz Jones is back at it again at Tracker's Hotel. This time he's adding a new wrinkle to his competition.
Wrinkles? I pay lots of money to avoid wrinkles.
These wrinkles could earn you hundreds of dollars. The biggest new twist is you can feel free to sing someone else's songs and gain the same kind of fame and notoriety for it. Jones calls this karaoke, and he thinks it's going to be the next big thing in music. The next big thing in food is this new trend of noodles.
Noodles? Yes, more noodles.
Calm yourself, Belle, as it appears that the owner of a new chain of noodle restaurants has been lacing the broth with tonic.
Tonic? Well, they say it gets easier and the longing goes away. Now back to the noodles, yes?
I can only assume that you didn't listen to a word I said.
But I did. You said tonic. Oh, tonic, I dream about you every night.
Experts say that if you've been to any of the Flavors of the Orient restaurants, then you have probably been exposed to the tonic. All branches will be closing for the foreseeable future.
Damn it, Jimmy. You're not supposed to have your penis out when we're doing the show.
Well, it's itchy.
Is there a reason for this interruption?
Uncle Mayor told me to say that, like, that Venkman dude was, like, not responding to the chick he was courting. Yeah. It was like the chick would come to talk to him and he'd just stare off into space.
That ruled.
Actually, Steve, that's awful. Any word on a replacement?
Here you go, dude.
Per the mayor's office, the town of Strawberry is pleased to announce that the monument in the square will be dedicated to topiary artist Calvin Rossdale. Rossdale has been all over making everything zen for gardens all over the globe. He's also widely credited for popularizing the use of glycerin as a moisturizer. The unveiling of the new Calvin Rossdale statue will be next week. Now we take it over to Belle in the Calvin Rossdale Memorial News Desk.
Many reports have come in from Roanoke Ridge about a meteor falling from the sky and devastating a portion of the woods there.
Belle, I hate to interrupt.
Yet you keep doing it.
Yes, indeed I do. I deeply apologize for it, too. However, I must interject. The acting out of these news stories has been going just splendidly, and I felt compelled to keep the trend alive, as it were.
You know, Belle really enjoys reading these news stories, and you're taking that from her.
Ah, hell, I don't really mind this time. I've got noodles and I'd like to go—
Never mind that, Belle. I'm over here standing up for you.
Look, this story was incomplete anyway. I've written something here for the band to act out. I just punched it up a little. And now, the original Lemoyneland Jazz Band presents the Roanoke Valley Meteor.
Well, life was really tough being a cheesemo digger, working the mines in Annisburg. Yes, sirree, I've got it hard and I've got it rough. What is that in the woods? Now, what in tarnation is this creature? Howdy.
Please don't judge the appearance of my ship too strong. I will try to tell you what I'm here for. I'm not concerned by no means. I just know what I'm capable of. I was flying somewhere in this planet's stratosphere and trying to hide anything and everything I did, baby. It really got me into a big mess. I tried all my tricks to get through this cosmic slot, but before long, oh, my mothership, she was catching hell. I knew that somehow I would have to rise above the maggots in the mind of the universe, or surely I would drown in my own blood.
I said howdy.
I'm not here to kill you softly. Now that I've landed, I just have one question. Do you want to dance with me?
Well, that's a fine howdy do there, feller.
Come on, let's get free.
Something doesn't really sit well with me in this news story. It seems fake, almost as if you're generating it to produce more ticket sales to the venue.
Was it the lasagna? I mean, it has noodles in it, so I'm game.
Fake! Ha ha! Imagine that. Devious dubs trying to call something I'm doing fake. What about Shady Belle and her telegrams, huh?
If it ain't noodles, leave me out of it.
Again with the noodles. Boy, oh boy.
We are aliens.
Ooh, what planet are you guys from?
Planet Funk, baby.
No. Actually, you aren't. You're from LaGras.
Bitch, you don't think we're aliens?
No. Your original Lemoyneland Jazz Band.
Dude, we got so many UFOs.
Look, Dubs, they have UFOs.
Yeah, man, we have UFOs.
Encore! Encore! Encore!
Dubs, no matter your thoughts on this, it is clear that the people wish to see more.
Okay, fine. What will you be doing now?
You wrote a song about how the humans communicate.
Yeah, here comes our number one hit single, baby.
Play Big Jazz!
Thank you.
Big Jeff!
Damn it, Jeff.
I've always wanted to be a groupie for an alien jazz band. Now's my chance.
Enjoying your new phonograph but wish you had more music for it? Join the Annisburg House Phonograph Club today. For only one penny, we will ship 12 wax cylinders of today's biggest hits directly to your local post office or camp lockbox. Annisburg House Phonograph Club carries a variety of selections for every music lover, from Stephen Foster's A Camp Town Races to Frédéric Chopin's Nocturne in E Minor, and local favorites, the original Lemoyne Land Jazz Band. Newly available this week is that number one hit single from Due South LeGras. After claiming your introductory offer, you only need to purchase 46 more cylinders within 2 years. With our vast catalog of music, you'll surely have no problem finding all the selections you'll love in absolutely no garbage that you'll reluctantly buy just to fulfill a contractual obligation. Order forms available at your local post office or send a gram to Annisburg House. Annisburg House. Never get bored of your music collection again. A free cylinder awaits you if you take down today's keyword and gram it to @BellandDubs.
Today's word is fraudulent. That's fraudulent. F-R-A-U-D-U-L-E-N-T.
Up next on the show, we're going to be talking to the professor of geology at the school.
Geology?
Yeah. This guy, like, does stuff with rocks or something.
Rock!
Here's, like, clay stone.
I came here today on a train. I was running late, so I didn't have time to change my clothes. I had to come in what I went to bed in, which just so happened to be my copper suit. Everyone kept asking me if I was the conductor. I had gotten a gift from one of my students, and I almost forgot it on the train. It was an apple made of tin. The conductor looked at me funny and said, "You can't leave that here. It'll attract lightning bugs." They brought me in to talk about rocks. I said I'd do it, but I'd like to be able to talk about my art, too. They gave me the stone face. I'm trying to create a stone face, but I can't get anyone to sit still long enough for me to pour concrete on them. I went digging in a mine with a Cheesmo friend of mine, and after a few minutes he stopped and said we found limestone. I tried some, but it didn't taste like lime. My bones are stronger now, but my teeth are shattered. There was an earthquake last week and I was blamed for it. Went to court, but they found out I wasn't at fault. Have you heard of that new type of music, igneous rock? Yeah, I was into it before it was cool. Back then, they called it magma.
God, this is terrible.
I think he's funny.
Yesterday, I slapped a rock that looked like a lady's derriere. Everyone started saying I'd hit rock bottom. I'm from Boulder in Colorado territory. Anyone else here born in Colorado territory? I met with an old friend there who said he'd really like to get stoned, so I took him to a quarry.
Yeah, yeah, see?
Wait, I think I met this guy before.
I was talking to a friend the other day, and he said he's really bummed out. I've got to get into shape, he says. A few hours later, I came outside, and he was yelling at a gun, "You can do it, I believe in you." I asked him what he was doing. He said he was pumping iron.
Jimmy, you want to hook up with a dude?
No.
I read this book. I love reading. It was a mineral detective named Sherlock Holmes. He kept saying to his assistant, "Sedimentary, my dear Watson." I went to my mom's house recently. She lives just north of Annisburg. She said, "Son, now that you're a geologist, I need you to go to the store for me." I asked her why, and she said she needed a quart of milk. I met this woman a few weeks ago in Valentine. She was beautiful, but she drank so much tonic that her vision was blurred. She kept trying to talk dirty to me. Made me uncomfortable, yes. So I asked for a clean slate. I really feel like she took me for granted. I saw that woman again in Strawberry this time. We were right by Mount Shan, so I asked to see the slaty cleavage. She looked at me funny, so I asked what was wrong. She said, "I don't want to have to change my shirt." I told her she's beautiful. I want to carve her face in the side of a mountain. She was elated by the idea, but told me the mountain was too cold. I said, "You wouldn't have to go there. I could draw you here." She said, "Here? Just how much of the mountain do you plan on carving up?"
This sounds entirely too familiar.
We went for a walk one night, and we passed by the saloon. Her eyes widened, and she said she would do anything for a tonic. I asked her if she really meant anything. She said she did, so I had her clean my rock formations.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
She was disappointed by their size. I could tell
a lot of disrespect going down towards minerals.
I mean, just because you're a rock doesn't mean you shouldn't have a big fat...
Jesus, Bill.
It was a ghost. We locked eyes for a brief second, and she just said, "Ooh." threw on a sheet. I asked her what her name was. She refused to tell me. She just kept saying I could ring her bell.
Wait a minute. You have gotten way off target here. I thought you were supposed to be giving a presentation about the geology program at the school.
I have a job as a teacher. I'm helping to shape young minds. The problem with geology is that it often leads to the shape of a rock.
This is so cool. If we ever get home, I'm taking geology lessons.
Cool. Only you would fall for something like this. And I thought you were a cartographer anyway.
Well, you know what they say, Dubs. Cartography is where it's at, but geology rocks.
Ugh. No one says that. Is there anything at all that you have brought here that can benefit us in any way?
I like to travel light. My suitcase only has a few things in it. A tonic, a change of clothes, and my yellow topaz. I think this proves my future is crystal clear.
Ooh, you have a tonic? I'd gladly get on my knees tomorrow to have that tonic today.
Bill, you need to have some faith and let the steps work. No need to demean yourself like this. You say your future is crystal clear, Stone, but you haven't told us a single thing about your future.
A lot of people seem to misunderstand me, and I think it's because I'm not very good with punctuation. I don't like to exclaim much, and I'm not quick enough for commas.
And now you are going to give us a grammar lesson?
I don't have any issue with questions. My real problem is with the colon. It has a bit of an identity crisis. Sometimes it's semi, and sometimes it's just a paradox.
Maybe I will model for this guy. It would be pretty cool to see my face in the side of a mountain.
I guess I should really be expecting this from you. To clarify, you came here to get people excited to take your course, but instead used your time to tell bad jokes and try to convince Belle to pose for your weird face in the mountain monument?
Anything can sound weird if you frame it that way.
And you haven't even brought a single rock or specimen of any kind?
I did bring some rocks today. Contrary to popular belief, they're a bit small and you may not be able to see them from across the room.
Oh, great. Now we are getting somewhere. Let me come over there and see them.
I seem to have misplaced them.
That does it. I don't know why, but that's it. You know what hurts the most? It's the complete waste of time. Well, except for the falling in front of everybody. That hurt the most. But the wasting of time hurt the second most. Get out of here, Stone.
That's all my time for today. You've been a terrific audience.
You can still ring my bell anytime.
Ooh, the bells are ringing now, and that signifies the need to move on to see if anyone from the audience wants to zing in. Steve, line them up.
This dude's bald.
Thanks for that. You know, they say youth is wasted on the young. I say we should all throw out our cares and fly.
Well, this is a nice message of positivity. Thank you for sharing it.
I mean, the world is a vampire after all, and if you let me, I'll pull your crooked teeth so you can be perfect, just like me.
I may take him up on this. The dentist is expensive.
You? Perfect. A little self-centered, don't you think?
I wouldn't say so. I'd say I'm living for myself.
Now that's a motto I can get behind.
Wanna go for a ride, Belle?
I guess it's true that loneliness is cleanliness. Let's move on to someone else who wants to zing in. Steve?
This chick's name is Hole.
Wow. My name is Might Have Been, or Never Was, or Forgotten. Whatever.
Hey now, we are so glad you can make it.
I think you should learn how to say no.
No way.
I'm serious. So should I. I'm tired of them getting what they want, and they never wanting it again. It's like, go on. Take everything. I dare you to. Plus, I'm always getting these headaches.
Yeah, that might last a day or two. Try the tonic. In moderation.
Mine is forever!
As much as I'd hate for this to end, we should probably see if anyone else wants to zing in. Line them up, Steve.
So, like, this dude thinks music is gonna, like, come out of thin air?
Y'all know them albums ain't gonna last forever, right? There's gonna be one day they're not gonna have any more physical media. It's just gonna be like, I don't know, music on the spot. If I live that long, I hope to see it. But you never know. Y'all don't know.
You know, you're full of this nonsense, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. So what? It ain't nonsense. It's the truth. It's the truth, dang on it. It's the truth.
Come on. Let's go to your home away from home.
Every time. Every daggone time.
Thank you, Sheriff. Steve, how about we see if anyone else wants to zing in?
This dude, like, believes in stuff.
Hey, guys. I know you had those creatures from above on the show, but what if people knew this was real? I've been up all night long listening to the weird sounds in the back room.
In the back room? That's it. I'm leaving my closet door open tonight.
Oh, come on. We all know conspiracies are dumb.
Look, I'm still a skeptic, you know, but I just got an injection for fear of being abducted. I just wish someone would tell me what was right.
Happy to. Aliens don't exist.
I'm not like you guys. You'll see.
This is getting a little too dark and scary.
That sound you hear can only be the sweet, sweet sound of the show coming to an end. The mayor is drunk with power and coming unglued before our very eyes. Aliens do not exist, no matter what any of these characters try to tell you. They don't exist. Some guy came in and really just wasted our time. That did not rock. Well, time for us to skedaddle. Remember, you can send us a gram at the Strawberry Post, care of @BellandDubs.